we've got some news, and it's the news according to me. Well, good morning. It is Tuesday morning. I was thinking yesterday, for some reason, I was thinking it was Monday night, or Tuesday night. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. All I can say is it was, I was confused. I think I had a show last night. It was late last night. Actually, very late, honestly. But, yeah, so we do have some news this morning, and a couple of things I want to cover. I just been having some breakfast and mulling over a few things, listening to some news reports last night and this morning. And a couple of things have really stood out that I want to talk about. One of them is that I'm drinking sweet tea here this morning. I had breakfast at Cracker Barrel. I'm still in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Probably going to be in Kalamazoo, Michigan this evening. That's the plan, if the weather isn't crazy. Because the weather's a little crazy right now. I guess there was a tornado moved through the Nashville area last night, or this morning, early this morning. And so that's been kind of interesting to see, you know, oh my goodness, I've got, why do I have such a powerful voice this morning? I've got to turn this thing down a little bit. Not sure what's going on there. So, I apologize for my crazy sound thing here going on. What is going on here? All right. Anyway, I have some news. Yes, some news to talk about, I guess. One of the things is a couple weeks ago, or maybe within the last week, I mentioned something about Frank Luntz. And I've also mentioned some things about Kevin McCarthy. Now, Frank Luntz is a guy that many of you probably have heard the name, or maybe would know him if you saw him. If you watch the news at all, you would probably see know his, you know, you might know his face. He's really big in the world of politics in terms of he made his name famous, or made himself put himself on the map by doing focus groups and studies, group studies of different words. And there are lots of politicians that you will find, they will use certain key words when they make statements, when they make speeches, because they they'll say things like, you know, constitutional crisis. When you hear all of the media using the same terms or the same words, and once in a while you'll see a montage of pundits using the exact same commentary to describe a situation, and the way they craft their words and the way they put them together when they introduce a story, they'll say failed broadcaster so-and-so has exposed something, or former felon who was arrested for this or that, who's now it happened 12 years ago, but now they're exposing something that's to discredit them, or it's to build them up. They'll do the same thing for their, depending on the political party, depending on people they're striving to do something with. That's the way the game is played. And well, Frank Luntz is in the middle of that. He's one of those guys that comes up with these words so they can word craft and see what works best with their little focus group. Well, again, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a political strategy. It's something that he does, and he's good at it. And it's a strategy that unfortunately works very well, because we're dealing with people in 30-second or 15-second or sometimes 10-second sound bites, We become a culture that listens to these little bitty snippets, and we never really dig into the news at all to find out what the story is behind the story, or they don't listen to the way the things are crafted. They just kind of listen passively, and in the process of listening passively, all these little influences, these little descriptors, have a way of implanting themselves in our perspective. And we have to be very careful of that kind of talk and speak, and be very analytical almost, and deliberately almost cynical in a sense about the way the news is presented to us, whether it be from the right or from the left, doesn't matter who it's from. There is an agenda sometimes behind what they're telling us, even if they're supposedly just reporting the news. We're just telling you what happened. You're getting a perspective, and there's an influence behind it. They're trying to influence you one way or the other in that story. So keep that in mind, because it is a very serious, powerful influence. And if we ignore it, if we just kind of passively go through life and just listen to the little stories that they tell us all the time. For instance, Hillary Clinton just recently came out and said she gives Biden an A, grading him with an A for his performance. Because at least he hasn't come out and told the people to drink bleach. Now, keep in mind, that's a statement that people actually believe Trump said to drink bleach. Why? Because the news media pushed that story out. And someone like Hillary Clinton, who is known for her pristine honesty, I just threw up a little bit, comes out and says that. At least Joe hasn't told us to drink bleach. Well, I got news for you, Hillary. At least Trump didn't come out and say something that you said that you didn't say. Because Trump never said that. Now, she never. To be clear, she never actually said that Trump said that. She didn't say Trump said to drink bleach. At least, not, I don't know that she said that. At that moment, but she apparently believes it, because what she's insinuating is that, yes, unlike the former president, what she's really saying there is, unlike the former president who told us to drink bleach, but he never said it. Go back and listen to it. He was deferring everything to the doctors. What he was talking about is some kind of a method of cleansing our bodies. Oh, looky here. Public safety alert. High risk of severe weather to Hamilton County. Listen to local weather forecasts. I think I'm in Hamilton County at the moment, apparently, because I'm getting... I think the heavy weather just already moved through, so they're kind of a little late on that. Regardless of that, he was talking about having some kind of method of cleansing the body from all these kind of things. That's all they talked about. And he said it's up to the it's up to the scientists to find that kind of thing. That we would be encouraged to find some kind of way of doing that. That's okay. Killing off the bad stuff and keeping good stuff. Now, keep in mind there are a lot of interesting things floating around about the. mRNA vaccine, the synthetic, that it is triggering DNA change in your body. Now, this, there is truth to that. Now, when Fauci flat denied that it did that, he was asked a series of questions recently. This was about a month ago. By a reporter, and it was an obvious attempt to quell all of the, quote, theories out there, end quote, about the, or the, I guess, misinformation or conspiracy theories, whatever you want to call it, the fact-checked stuff. This, the attempt was to, you could just tell by the way they ran through the questions and the way he answered them, this was a staged event because of the way that they framed the whole thing. And when Fossey gave his answer, Fossey, about the pause, when he gave his answer, you could just tell that this was a phony, lying act. And maybe you couldn't tell, but I could tell. I don't know why, I just get this thing where I can tell when people talk sometimes. Sometimes I'm wrong, but it's, and sometimes I'm way wrong. So, Fossey, I don't trust Fossey. In a very like manner, I've mentioned before that I do not trust Kevin McCarthy. Now, how am I going to pull all this together? And there is a connection here. If any of you watched Tucker Carlson, I believe it was last night, actually, that he did this. He had talked about Frank Luntz before. And he mentioned this show, and he mentioned in the show that he talked about how Frank Luntz is kind of this guy behind the scenes that, I mean, he does go on TV, but he's also, he's a word crafter. He does those kinds of things. Now, the interesting side of this is that he's very much a leftist. I would say he's beyond Democrat. He is pushing more of a leftist Marxist agenda in his own personal life. He doesn't talk politically. He tries to remain politically innocuous, but he is definitely leftist. On the left, anyway. Well, it has come to pass and has been revealed that Kevin McCarthy and Frank Luntz are good friends, and that the Republican Party has depended on Frank Luntz as well for focus study information. Now, this is kind of like being a double agent, because Frank is a master at what he does. If you think you're going to get good information from Frank Luntz on how to speak and craft your speeches, the words that you say, to win over the American people, and you're getting your information from Frank Luntz, I got news for you. He is going to sabotage your mission. That's like inviting Putin in to give you counsel on what you should do with your military. That's how ridiculous this is. And the Republican Party establishment, which I believe Kevin McCarthy is a part of, and when I hear the man speak, I do not trust anything he says. I think he talks down to people all the time. He is very careful how he says, when he talks to me, when he speaks, when he's communicating to the American people, he talks like he's talking to an old, elderly, senile individual, of which we are not. Well, there are some out here, and that's a sad state, but I'm not belittling that at all or making fun of that. It is a sad condition that we sometimes end up in our later years. I probably am really close to that right now. Hence this show. But I digress. Kevin McCarthy has this way of speaking to people that just irritates me. Because I feel like he's talking to me like I'm a little child. I don't like that. His inaction and some of the things that happened around the January 6th event, some of the things he said and some of the things he did, really troubled me. And it was then that I think the full revelation of where he stood was made very obvious. Even though before that I didn't trust him, that made it very clear. That solidified it for me. Well, how does this have anything to do with Frank Luntz? Oh, they're friends, so what? Well, it goes a little deeper than that. If you can watch the report from Tucker, you'll get the information straight from him, which is probably better than hearing my version of his story, because I'm sure I'll screw it up. But the gist of it is, real estate in the D.C. area is extremely high. Apartments are extremely expensive for, you know, decent apartments in certain areas. And because of that, supposedly, because of the COVID crisis, now they tried to cover this up initially, and I'm a little bit concerned about the way that Tucker Carlson framed this, because he said something a little bit more. He went a little further with it than I, just on its surface, I would say I would be comfortable accepting, but maybe he knows something a little bit more than he's saying. Maybe he's trying to kind of give us the story, read between the lines kind of thing. One of the things he said, Kevin McCarthy is renting an apartment or a room in D.C., apparently to the tune of, I guess, the normal standard rates, fair market rate in that area, is about $6,000 to $8,000 a month for rent there. Go figure. That's about we're pushing close to $100,000 a year. You know, that's paying off the average house every year, or even more. Every year, Kevin McCarthy is doing that as a living expense. Not his home, just his apartment for when he's in D.C. So, are you telling me that there's no influence going back and forth there when there's exchange of money with someone who is an operative of Frank Luntz's effect? There's some serious issues there. Now, one of the things I take issue with Carlson on, and the way he framed it, and this may just be because he hasn't told us the full story yet. Maybe he knows something. He referred to it as Kevin McCarthy is living with Frank Luntz. And I don't think he's implying there's anything that's not plutonic going on there. But I think he's inferring that they're living in the same building, or they're living, maybe it is, maybe it's a duplex, maybe it's, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just a, you know, section of his home that he's got an apartment in. I don't know. That's for the minority speaker of the House. That is a little bit too close for comfort, in my opinion. When there's that kind of a financial arrangement going on, and to say that, or to think that there's nothing happening there, nothing to see here, move along. Sorry, I'm not buying it. That's, if nothing, even if Kevin McCarthy is completely naive in this whole situation, which, you know, okay, so maybe he is. That's pretty bad judgment on Kevin McCarthy's part. Because I guarantee you, Frank Luntz has an agenda, and he's going to feed Kevin McCarthy information. I don't think it's that innocent on Kevin McCarthy's part, personally. I do not trust the man. And I don't think he should be in the position he's in. I don't know what kind of power he has over somebody. I don't know what his influence is. I'm sure that he has control now of a PAC group. This is how these guys stay in power. When you see somebody like Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House, and she stays in that position for years and years and years and years, it's because there is control of finances and campaign financing. And people have to suck up to her and become beholden to them because of the financial help that they got from those individuals. That's what gives them their staying power, their ability to continue to control people. And there's this little secret organization behind the whole scenes that pays off people for indiscretions. But you better believe they use that information to keep people in line. There is a small mafia style protection agency. You can pay for protection. Yeah, we'll help protect you. And then they use that information to keep you in line. You ever wonder why some people get kind of wishy-washy and mealy-mouthy? And they don't come out and speak their minds? This is why we have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who probably is better off not being in any committees. She came in there, guns blazing. Political guns, you know, ideological guns. With nothing in her, they didn't know what to do with her. So they had to start reprimanding her, kicking her out of committees, trying to get her out of, they're trying to deseat her. Deseat. In other words, take away her seat, send her back to Georgia. People voted for her. Talk about damage to democracy. Holy cow. So there is this issue then with Frank Luntz and Kevin McCarthy, and I just wanted to bring that up. Another, just a quick note. Yesterday, Matt Walsh had a really good show, and it was, I only got to watch about the first, or listen to the first half of it, but I have to say it was really good. A lot of it was on critical race theory and some other things, but it was just talking about fake news and the way some things were framed about an election down in Texas, and you know, getting critical race theory out of school systems and the indoctrination that's going on with all that. There's also some interesting things happening with the 1619 Project, and you might want to check into that. It's been really interesting to hear some of the rhetoric around all of that. But we'll get into that later in this week. But once again, just wanted to mention that whole thing with Frank Luntz. In other news, there have been some interesting things going on. One thing, Mark Dice had this little interesting little video about the CIA. Now, maybe some of you have heard about this, and I wasn't even going to talk about this because it kind of got down into, you know, just trivial stuff, in my opinion. But there is a kind of a connection here, and it has to do with all the alphabet soup organizations that we deal with: the CIA, the FBI, NSA. Those are the main ones. And you get all the little subgroups and all the other groups that they don't even talk about very much. There's about 17 of them or more. There's at least 17 of them, I should say. And the CIA now has come out with these new ads to join the CIA, the promotional recruiting ads. And all they're talking about is a whole bunch of woke stuff, as opposed to some of the older ads where they were talking about some of the work you do, the actual work you do, rather than all the woke stuff, all the stuff about I'm a, you know, whatever description of all these things. Of course, now in the old ads, even they had things about different, you know, it had diversity of ethnic groups in the ad, but they were talking about the work they do. Now you're going to find this more and more. You're going to find more, quote, diversity, end quote, in advertising. And I guarantee you it will not be representative of the population. You're going to see 70 to 80% of the advertisements on television will not represent 70% of the population. Because it's just going to be all their woke stuff. Now, what do I mean by that? Things like LGBTQ. Things like racial issues, ethnic groups, certain religious organizations, let's just go with that. It's just those three things. And in the midst of all that, you're going to see that kind of thing. There's a big push in marketing and big push in big companies, big spending, marketing, advertising, that you will see more and more of that. Is it good? I don't know. I don't think it is. I think, again, we're continuing to divide people and look at them through this prism of racialism. You can't call it racism necessarily. It's racialism, where you're constantly looking at everything you're doing through this lens of skin color or ideology. It's a very different world than what Martin Luther King Jr. envisioned. It's a very different world than what the Founding Fathers envisioned. Now, the platform, the foundation that the founders laid had a way of bringing us up out of this stuff. And they want us to go back into it. They want to have safe spaces and segregation and special things for people of color or people of other ethnic groups or religious backgrounds. It's segregation all over again. And I think segregation is evil, in my opinion. That's the epitome of racism. However, it's becoming accepted again because of wokeism. I don't know. Cultural appropriation and all those things. I, as a white man, cannot own a taco stand. Well, I can, but I would be ridiculed for doing so. Because it's cultural appropriation. I'm not Mexican. I can't have a taco stand. It used to be this was America. And a Mexican could own a McDonald's, which is Irish or Scottish or whatever it is. And a white man could own a barbecue place. I don't know. I'm not sure. And so it blows my mind. It blows my mind that we're sinking back into this. Now, if you think are we progressing towards a more enlightened society, really? Yeah, are things getting better? Well, technically, you could say yes to some of that. In some ways, there are some things that are getting better. You wouldn't know that by watching the news. And speaking of that, this I'm going to take a left turn here real quick. There is this, I don't have a whole lot of time left to do the show, so I want to end with this. The fear factor that we have in this country, they have to keep us in this fear mode. People are getting very tired of it. They're very, very fear, I'll say they're very fear fatigued. And they're tired of the masks. They're tired of the we've got vaccinations now and we still have to wear a mask. We may have, now they're saying we may have to wear a mask till the end of 2022. Now they're saying that we may always have to wear a mask because COVID will never go away. There's no such thing as herd immunity. That's what they're telling us now. Now, as the COVID scare begins to diminish, this was actually documented that they were planning this. As the COVID crisis was going away, which we're not hearing anything about the border crisis anymore, by the way. I don't know if you've been watching the news at all. The crime rates in New York City and Chicago and everything else that's going on. It's not being talked about a whole lot. But the COVID scare is going to be replaced with the climate scare. And you'll even hear some politicians mixing the two. Some really stupid ones. People like, well, let's just say I'm going to jumble up the letters so I won't be directly talking about her. OAC. Yeah, I'll let you just jump. You just kind of use those, you just kind of mix those words around until you figure out who I'm talking about. She actually has come out and said that the it's because of climate change that we have the problem with COVID. Climate change brought about the COVID issue. And climate change is causing the crisis at the border, where people are coming up here because they're escaping climate persecution from their countries. Because of their poverty situation, because their climate's, you know, terrible down there. Or wherever they are, from wherever they're from. Some of them are coming from up from the southern border, but they're from other countries. Not just South America and Central America. They're coming from other continents. Now, along with that news, and along with that scary news right there, we have some other news that's interesting. One of the things that has been coming out is that there's a little bit more information on how much involvement there has been by the U.S. military and some other organizations and some companies and some people and some individuals in the Wuhan laboratory. And come to find out, yes, there have been some interactions with the Wuhan lab. So it's very interesting. To see how this is all panning out. So, with that being said, I'd like to cover a few things that so this is the morning take here on Reliable News Now. Actually, this is not the most Let me do a little look here and see what we've got going on with some of the headlines. Yeah, this is old news. Not going over that. We just went over that last night. When I hear about those things, you can listen to last night's show. Some of the other interesting information. Let me just pull up some of the headlines on YouTube, on some subscription headlines. See what we have happening here in the world as I speak about stuff. We have, big things happened in Texas, and this is one of the things I was talking about. One of the things that happens in Texas, whole bunch of people there was a special election in Texas, and there was a whole platform that they were running on was that they were all anti critical race theory in education. They all won. Every single one of them won, and some of them by a margin of 70%. On average, I guess it was 70%, which is, that's a landslide. And the way the news is, of course, framing this is that it was a bitterly, you know, divided argument. The words that they're using are very interesting. That's one of the things Matt Walsh talks about, and it's really obvious what they're trying to do with that. in terms of the way they're framing it. Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. Of course, some people are, I guess there's no details on that yet. I don't really care. Not sure what's going on with that. There must be some kind of bitter division there. I don't know. You know, there's a multitude of things could be about that. I'm sure she'll be fine. Don't take up a donation for Melinda Gates. I'm sure she's going to be fine. I'm sure Bill will be fine as well. And let's see, Mike Lindell has another video coming out, I believe. It's a video about the election. And there's some interesting stuff. Jordan Peterson has made some interesting statements lately. Let's see what else is going on here. Kristi Noem is inviting laid-off police officers to come to Idaho. Of course, that's I like Kristi Noem. I think she does a good job there. I think there's she's kind of the antithesis of Whitmer. Yeah, that's some of the news that's happening. There will be a show this evening. I have time this evening to do a show, I should say that, from Kalamazoo. So I will be on this evening. It might be a little bit late, but there will be a show. But in the meantime, my bumper music's coming in, so I probably need to, you know, talk about being done. So have a great day, everybody. And God bless. Be praying for each other. Pray for our nation. Talk to you all this evening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for subscribing. Take care.